Today's devotion is entitled, Dwelling Richly, by Pastor Steve Mosky, Good Shepherd, Elgin. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Colossians 3:16-17. What fills your home? Walk into any house and you'll notice something almost immediately. Some homes are filled with the smell of fresh bread or coffee. Others are filled with music. Some are filled with laughter, while others are filled with the noise of televisions or busy schedules. Paul asks us to consider something even deeper. What fills our hearts? Paul writes, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly." The word dwell means to make its home. Paul isn't talking about simply reading a Bible verse now and then. He's talking about God's word taking up permanent residence in our hearts, shaping how we think, how we speak, and how we live. It's interesting that Paul doesn't first tell Christians to try harder or be better people. Instead, he points us to Christ's word. That's the Christian life. We are not changed by our own determination. We are changed by God's gift of forgiveness through Jesus Christ. Through his word, Jesus forgives sinners. Through his word, he strengthens weak faith. Through his word, he comforts troubled hearts. Through his word, the Holy Spirit creates and sustains faith. As Christ's word lives in us, something beautiful begins to happen. Our conversations change. We encourage one another. We sing God's praises. Gratitude replaces complaining. Forgiveness replaces bitterness. Christ himself begins to shape our lives. Paul finishes by saying, "Whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus." That doesn't mean we earn God's approval by doing religious things. Rather, because Christ has already made us his own through his death and resurrection, everything we do becomes an opportunity to serve him. Whether we're working, studying, cooking dinner, helping a neighbor, or caring for our family, we live as people who belong to Jesus. Our everyday lives become acts of thanksgiving because Christ has first given himself for us.